Welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies, otherwise known as Crossroads GPS, a nonprofit issue advocacy group co-founded by Karl Rove, announcing today that it plans to launch a $25 million TV ad campaign criticizing President Obama, with over $2 million of ads being used right here in Michigan. Nate Hodson is the Director of State and Regional Media Relations for Crossroads GPS. He joins us now. Nate, thanks for taking some time to talk to us on WILS.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, we've gotten the latest jobs numbers out today. Only 80,000 jobs created in June. Now, is this basically the focus of the ads, the economy, and the type of job growth we've seen?
Well, we are in the midst of one of the weakest economic recoveries in our nation's history. And the focus of this issue advocacy campaign is to put pressure on President Obama to address the nation's out-of-control debt and to adopt policies that will rescue our flatlined economy.
What about the fact that any policy he attempts to put in place is fought by House Republicans, and really the last couple of years, none of his policies have been able to get through?
Well, the policies that he has advocated for are more government spending, a government takeover of health care, a stimulus package that spent trillions of dollars without creating any new jobs. And those aren't the type of solutions that Michiganders and the American people are looking for. They're looking for solutions that will cut our debt, control the spending in Washington, and give our economy the opportunity to recover.
What about the fact, though, that there's been such a stalemate in Washington? Do you think voters are acknowledging and even beyond the ads know that it really is a two-sided issue and neither side is willing to compromise on almost anything at this point?
Well, I think the real issue is that we continue to have an extremely weak recovery, and that's exactly the reason that President Obama's policies have failed. And I think that, you know, What people want are practical solutions. They don't want a larger government. They don't want a skyrocketing debt, and they don't want out-of-control government spending. And that's the effort, the issues that we're putting forward in what's called a new majority agenda, which is a policy platform with six major policy initiatives that your listeners can visit at newmajorityagenda.org.
Now, the first series of ads are called Excuses. Can you give me a sense of what they'll focus on?
Well, you know, look, as the jobs numbers today says, you know, our unemployment remains unchanged at 8.2%. But instead of looking and putting forward practical solutions to cut the debt, to control the spending, and rescue our economy, President Obama tends to be more focused on making excuses. And you know, what we need is something more than slogans and rhetoric. We need practical solutions that will make a difference.
I'm talking to Nate Hodson. He's the Director of State and Regional Media Relations for Crossroads GPS. It is a nonprofit issue advocacy group co-founded by Karl Rove. Now, groups like Crossroads GPS, Nate, are considered social welfare organizations. They're not required to disclose their donors, although your sister super PAC, American Crossroads, is. Can you explain the difference between the two groups and what kind of relationship exists between the two?
Well, we have two different organizations, as you said, in the question. Crossroads GPS is strictly focused on policy initiatives and making sure that policies are being advocated for in Washington, D.C., whether it's in the White House or in the House or Senate, which will move our economy forward. And it's strictly a policy organization, whereas our sister organization, American Crossroads, is a 527 political action committee, which is strictly focused on politics, the way you would think that a party committee or a campaign committee could be engaged in advocating for various candidates in the country. Yeah. So, you know, to sum it up, Crossroads GPS is focused on changing the policy debate in Washington, D.C., and putting pressure on President Obama to put forward, pro-growth economic policies. And American Crossroads is focused on replacing him in the White House.
Is it safe to assume that donors to one organization are probably donating to the other also?
You know, we don't get into our donors, and that's certainly not what's important. What's important is that we are focused on changing the direction of our country and changing the way that Washington works. You know, when President Obama ran for office in 2008, he promised that Washington would change, and instead it's been more of the same under his watch. And we're just ratcheting up the pressure at Crossroads GPS to keeping the pressure on him to make sure that he's putting forward real practical policy solutions to fix our economy.
Now, this $25 million TV ad campaign is being launched fairly early. Is that money then going to be spent on ads over the next several weeks or months?
This particular advocacy initiative, which is, I believe, the second of advocacy campaigns that we've been involved in Michigan specifically, will start next week on Tuesday, July 10th, and these ads will run through early August. And Excuses, which we unveiled today, is the first in that series.
And $25 million, how does that compare to the larger budget that Crossroads GPS has to work with?
You know, this is our second $25 million issue advocacy initiative because, you know, we think it's extremely important that the citizens of Michigan and citizens across the country are made aware of what type of solutions will fix our economy, and we certainly will be doing that throughout the years and have done that over the last couple of years.
Since Karl Rove did co-found Crossroads GPS, it does bring to mind the legacy of President George W. Bush. Do you think voters view President Bush as at least somewhat responsible for the current economic conditions and the deficit we're now facing?
Well, I just think that's another excuse that President Obama has made. You know, he made promises when he took office that he's failed to deliver on, and because of that, we're still experiencing the weakest economic recovery in our history.
What about the jobs numbers, though? If you look at what we were looking at before President Obama stepped in, we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs a month. That certainly has changed now. Is that not a positive development?
Well, I think what you have to look at is the labor participation rate, which are those people who are actually looking for jobs and continuing to look for jobs and haven't given up in the process. If you were to include all of the people who have just given up on looking for work, the unemployment rate would be a staggering 10.9%. And so hundreds of thousands of workers have stopped looking for work during this extremely weak recovery. And so the unemployment rate appears artificially low. And that's, I think, a real part of the story that is important to communicate.
Do you acknowledge, though, that President Obama did step into an economic situation that was a very difficult one?
President Obama stepped in and spent trillions of dollars on a wasteful stimulus program that he promised would drastically reduce unemployment that failed to create any new jobs. And those are exactly the types of policy positions that have failed to get our economy moving again and not the types of solutions that the American people and the people in Michigan expect.
When it comes to issues, this set of ads are going to be focused on excuses. Is there any other direction you're likely to go into when it comes to advertising?
Well, these ads are focused on the issues of how our out-of-control debt and wasteful spending in Washington have failed to create jobs. And that is exactly the issues that we will continue to advocate for and look forward to advocating on behalf of the people of Michigan.
And what about the effect of negative political advertising? Do you think, considering how much money we're going to see spent in this election cycle, that voters could be burnt out and might just tune out at some point on being just overwhelmed with all these negative ads?
Well, again, this is an issue advocacy initiative that we launched today, not political, and these are just important issues that our country faces. You know, with jobs numbers today remaining unchanged from a month ago when they went up again, it's important to communicate that it's the out-of-control debt and out-of-control spending that are really causing our economy to flatline. And we will, want to urge strong action among voters to insist on practical solutions and not more excuses.
Finally, Crossroads GPS, how big of an organization is it? How big is the staff?
You know, we are a relatively small staff, a group of people that work really hard and make sure that we can communicate our messages to people in Michigan and other places around the country and hopefully make a difference on the policy debate in Washington.
I know you don't want to reveal the donors, but is this a small group of big donors that contribute to the organization?
You know, we are a grassroots organization with supporters from across the country who are committed to our mission to take action on critical economic and legislative issues that really, Mike, will shape our country for years ahead. And that's the crossroads that we face, and that's why those words are included in our name.
One more thing. How hands-on is Karl Rove himself in these ad campaigns and sculpting them?
You know, he is not involved in the day-to-day management of the organizations, and really does not serves as a very informal advisor to both groups. You know, he was involved in the initial upstart and had the idea, but since then he's turned over leadership to our president and CEO, Stephen Law, who does an outstanding job and manages the day-to-day efforts and operations.
Nate Hodson, he's the director for state and regional media relations for Crossroads GPS. They're unveiling a new ad campaign focusing, criticizing the president, $2 million of which will be spent right here for ads in Michigan. Nate, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
For feedback, you can email us at ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.